From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News information. No Monica, please. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, April 1st, 2008. What if I want to ask you about Monica, Rachel?
Well, you can ask me about it, but you can't ask Chelsea Clinton about it.
What happened?
She's had to deal with this a couple times now. Apparently, she was, you know, she's on the stump for her mom, mm-hmm. Senator Hillary Clinton, and she was in Indianapolis last week at Butler University, and she faced a inside joke. She faced a question from an audience member about the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and she just said, "You know what? It's none of your business. It's personal. We're moving on. I'm not going to talk about it." And then it came up again yesterday. She was at North Carolina State University. Someone else asked her about the Monica Lewinsky scandal. This is what she said.
Wow, you're the first person actually that's ever asked me that question. In the, I don't know, maybe 70 college campuses that I've now been to. And I do not think that's any of your business.
Wow. Well, and she went on to say, you know, things are personal. This is something that we're just keeping within our family. And I'm sure you have things in your family you don't want to talk about, too. So
aside from the content of that, we were talking about it's interesting to hear Chelsea Clinton's voice.
Yeah, exactly.
You rarely get to
hear. She doesn't talk to the media at all. She doesn't talk to the press. So it was just interesting to even hear her respond. And we should indicate that bit of tape was from the first time that someone addressed this. That was in Indianapolis. She had to deal with the question again yesterday.
Wow.
I know.
Hey, what's coming up on the show this hour?
Well, we're going to talk about emo. Emo music fans are being targeted in Mexico. There are mobs of people who have been ganging up on, you know, people who are in this music subculture of emo. And these kids are now kind of speaking out and sticking up for themselves. We're going to drill down on what's going on in Mexico in that story.
Of course, it is April Fool's Day. And likely, there's going to be a prank or two in your inbox. We're guessing on it. Not from us, but we're gonna explain to you why you might want to not click on something that comes your way that you're not expecting. Or why you might want to, because actually it could be fairly hilarious.
Yeah. Also, it's New Music Tuesday, one of Allison's favorite days out of the week. We've got two words for you. Kylie Minogue. How do you feel about that one?
I feel good about that, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I feel good about REM as well. We'll also get today's headlines in just a minute, and I won't sing anymore, Rick Astley. But first, the front page story on every major paper is the huge, crazy, giant overhaul of the nation's financial regulatory system. So these changes will likely make a big impact on our current situation, right? Well, let's check with NPR's economic correspondent, Adam Davidson.
Is this big announcement going to change things? Will it solve the financial crisis that may send the U.S. into recession? I asked some experts.
No.
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 Oh. Apparently, these regulatory changes are more about long-term issues than short-term fears. So let's try this again. Take two.
Remember all those headlines about how Hillary Clinton won in Texas? Well, not so fast. Barack Obama is now in the lead in the overall Texas delegate count. That's according to an analysis of election returns by the Associated Press.
The current AP tally. Obama has 99 delegates to Clinton's 94. Clinton narrowly won the primary back on March 4th, which translated to a 65-61 lead in Texas delegates.
But then came the caucuses, which started right after the primary ended. But a record total of more than 1 million Democrats turned out to caucus in the state, and things got a little chaotic.
All right, then came this past Saturday, when nearly 280 Democratic district conventions were held, which made some of the caucus results at least a little more concrete. Now, Obama's in the lead in Texas delegates 99-94. So he won Texas, right, Rachel?
No. Not so fast, Allison. There's a part three, a Democratic Party state convention, June 6th and 7th. And the numbers could still change if one candidate is unable to maintain support.
All right. As of today, right now, at this moment, the overall national count has Obama ahead of Clinton by 130 delegates. Of course, you can check at NPR.org for more on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.